Hey everybody, welcome to your Spark on Architect Your Life TV. Hope you're doing fantastic on today, and I hope that everything is moving in the right direction for you. I'm so happy to be here with you and to share what I believe will change your life once again for another week and bring you to another level of possessing the things that you want to possess. There is this thing that you have to understand that when you desire something, it is truly deep within you, you can have it. And a lot of people don't believe that because, you know, they've been downtrodden with so many other things and they've never gotten there. But I'm here to let you know on today that you can have those very things that you desire. So don't sell yourself short. Don't get upset. Don't discredit yourself. Just know this right here. All you have to do is figure out the process as it is and work the process, and then watch great things come into your life. And that kind of leads me into what I want to talk to you about on today. I want to teach you on today how to think fourth dimensionally. Now, you know, last week I talked about going to a certain state, and I use as an example how you can move from state to state to state, but the state you remain in, that is your home state, as it was. Today, I want to talk to you about how to think fourth dimensionally so you can move out of one state into another state and remain there. And that's very key in, you know, in you possessing the very things that you want to possess in this three-dimensional world. So I'm teaching you how to take things that are in the fourth dimension, because in the fourth dimension, that's where everything exists. Remember this right here. It's already done. It already exists. You just now have to move it into the third dimension where you're at right now. And I am here to show you how to do that. Now, before I go too far, shout yourselves out. Tell where you're viewing this from, share this with somebody, or I would even right now, if I were you, I would go ahead and click on somebody and say, hey, Coach David is live. You might want to check this out. I think it's going to make an impact on your life, because I truly believe that it will make an impact on your life if you will allow it. But anyway, we want to talk about how to think fourth dimensionally. First of all, let me explain what fourth dimensional thinking is. Now, when a person thinks fourth dimensionally, you know, we live in a three-dimensional world. That's where we can see, feel, touch, smell, taste. We live in that, where we're guided and led by our senses. The fourth dimension is when you disentangle yourself from what your senses is showing you in the three-dimensional. This is when you focus your attention on what many would call the invisible state of space. That is the fourth dimension, and all things exist there. All right. I was reading something and I thought this was really powerful. It leads right to this. Albert Einstein says that knowledge, while important, it is limited in that it can only get you what you have knowledge of. But when you use your imagination can take you anywhere and everywhere. So when a person thinks fourth dimensionally, mentally, they're seeing and feeling it in the invisible until all the distinctiveness of reality have come to them. And today I will share with you the steps, the process on how to do that. To think fourth dimensionally, you must use your imagination. And everybody has an imagination. You may not have used it, but I think when I use this example, I believe you will say that you have used it. Now, I want you to think for a minute. Just go with me. And some things I'll say it right now. I'm not trying to convince you of any of this. That's not what I'm doing. I just want to show you the process. I want to show you evidence of it. And then from there, you do what you will with it. How about that? All right. So I said that to think fourth dimensionally is to use your imagination, seeing with your mind. Now, many people would say that's impossible to do. But hold on a minute. We visualize everything that we think about to include our fears. You think about it for a minute. We visualize that. We have a thought that comes, and then we have a vision that comes with it. I don't know if I shared this with you or not. In the year 2023, I didn't set goals. I have visions. And you know, like I said before, people can do whatever they want to do. This works for me. I know it does. I've proven that this works for me. So here's the thing. All right. In the Bible, Job made this statement. He said, "This thing I greatly feared has come upon me." Now, I want to break that down real slowly because I think this is so powerful if we will understand this, because I said we imagine everything to include our fears. Job imagined certain things, and he imagined it with such passion, with such intense feeling that he made a statement. He said, notice the words, greatly fear, the things that I had the greatest fear of, they have come. And watch this. They didn't come to somebody else. They came upon him. Why? Because in Job's imagination, if you read that story, he imagined that his children had done certain things. Even though they weren't doing those things, he imagined it so intently and so intensely that it came upon him. So here's a challenge. The challenge is the mental chatter and the clutter of the third dimension. It's all the things that our senses bring to it. And I got to tell you, we do live in a sensory dimension. You know, what you can see, what you can feel, what you can touch, what you can smell. And a lot of times, if we're not careful, we'll become so entangled with all of that that we can't see anything else. We can't get to the next level because we're so entangled with what's going on right here in this dimension. And as I shared with you before, I know those things are real. Yes, and I know you have to deal with them. I just want to share with you a way to deal with them. Now, I believe you know this is true. Our inner world is revealed in our outer reality. Whatever's going on the inside of you is going to be revealed on the outside of you. I had a friend, he used to always say this right here: wherever you go, there you are. And I'll say this: wherever you go in your mind, that's exactly where you are. And you have to know that. And what you have to do, you got to go places in your mind that you want to go in this third dimension. I hope that makes sense. The world tends to be just a reflection of our innermost thoughts. That's right. I said it like this. Have you ever noticed when there's a situation, whether good, bad, or indifferent, you are there? Why? Because of your awareness of the situation. I posted something this week. The problem I see in thee, or the challenge I see in thee, in you, is really in me. Why? Because I would not be able to recognize it if it weren't. That's why there's certain things that go on, they have no effect on you. While other things that go on, they have an effect on you. So we have got to discover how to think, fourth dimensionally. We've got to discover that. So what I want to do with the time I have remaining, I want to go through some simple steps. And when I go through these steps, I want you to write them down. And then I just want you to test it out. Just test it out. So here's number one. Number one, you have to define your objective. You have to know exactly what you want. You have to know that. No one can do this for you. You have to know exactly what you want and take your time to come to a point where you say, this is what I want. I know this is what I want. So you have to define your objective. That's number one. Number two, you have to construct an event which implies the fulfillment of that desire. So let's say, for instance, I'm believing for, or I want a certain amount of money. I believe for a certain amount of money. I need this certain amount of money. I desire this certain amount of money. So what I have to do, I have to construct an event which implies the fulfillment. So I'll give you an example of that. I would have my bank statement, and I would be looking at my bank statement in my imagination with that amount in my bank account. Actually, if I were you, I'd imagine for more. I had a good friend, and I was sharing this with him on yesterday, and I gave him, I said, say, for instance, like, you want this thing. He's like, look, man, he said, if I'm going to go and I'm going to do this, I'm going for way more than that. And I agree with that, because you can have whatsoever you say. I know that may be challenging for you, but you can have whatsoever you say. You have a lot of stuff in your life right now that you've said you would have in your life. And the Bible says this, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. So the thing that I want to get you to is you have to construct in your mind an event that demonstrates that you have that. So what I would do, I would construct my bank account holding, literally, I would, in my imagination, see my hands holding that account, holding that paperwork and looking at it and seeing that amount. I would use my imagination, fourth dimension, to do that. All right. Here's number three. Immobilize your body. What do I mean by that? Sit in a chair. Lay down on your bed, close your eyes, stop all the movement of your body. Now, I'm going to say this, and I hope you understand. When I am going to sleep at night, because it's a sleep-like state, as I'm falling off to sleep, this is when I do this. I began to go through this, and I began to imagine myself in that place. I began to imagine myself having those things. One of my things is I see people hugging my neck and congratulating me. And I'll share more with that about later on at a later date, but that's what I'm doing right now. I begin to see people shaking my hand and congratulating me and welcoming me. And so what I'm sharing with you, you have to be in the event. You have to mentally perform. This is number four. You have to mentally perform the action from step number two, that event you constructed. You have to do it here and now. Remember, I told you one time before, you have to bring over there to here and now. That's right. And I want you to do this, mentally perform the action from step number two, and it's got to be vivid. You got to introduce all your senses into that. What do you see? I mean, make those colors live and vivid and bright. What do you smell? What do you taste? What are you touching? You have to be that intent about it. And then number five, you've got to persist. You got to stay with it. And in a short matter of time, my goodness, in a short matter of time, you will begin to get road signs. I used this example one time before. I'm going to use it right here. There are times when you are on the road and you are driving down the highway and you will see a road sign that says St. Pete, Florida, this amount of distance. You'll drive on. You'll get another road sign that says now St. Pete, which means you're getting closer. That's the way this works. You are going to get road signs. But here's the part that messes most people up, and I don't want it to mess you up. You never worry about how it's going to happen. That's not your job. Your job is not to be concerned with how it's going to come together. Your job is to do steps 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5 and persist and stay with it, never worrying about how it's going to come together. That is not your responsibility. That is not your job. And that trips most people up, because what they will begin to do is they're going to begin to try to make it happen. You don't have to do this to make it happen. That is, all you have to do is continue to stick with it. I promise you, in a short amount of time, you're going to get a road sign. And that's going to give you even more exhilaration to continue to persist until you see in this third dimension what you saw in the fourth dimension through your imagination. Now, I hope that helps you. I really do. I hope you will use that. I hope you will share this. Once again, I am not trying to prove to you anything. I am just showing you the process. So watch this right here. When you share this with people, don't try to prove to them anything. Just share with them the process. And then you walk away and be the example to them as things manifest in your life. And I'll leave you this one warning. You can't tell everybody your vision. You can't tell everybody your dream, because they will be in the sensory realm trying to, quote unquote, protect you or stop you or whatever the case may be. So you keep that within, but you do share the process with them. Boy, I hope that's helped you. I'm happy that I could be here with you on today to share this with you. I know that this works because I got it working in my life. I want to get it working in your life. And we're not done with this. We're going to go into greater detail. We're going to continue to move forward in this and more revelation and information that will help you be there. But I want you to use this week. Get started right now. The only reason you're not where you want to be is because probably you haven't started. So get started. And when you get started, great and wonderful things are coming your way. All right. I'm done for today. I'm going to get out of here. Hey, share this with somebody. Use it. And I will see you on next week when I will bring you something else to feast on. And remember this right here. You are the architect of your life. You design it. You build it. You live it. But most of all, I want you to remember, I, David Worthy, I, Coach David, I believe in you. I'll see you next time. Bye.